yes, I'm the great pretender. Pretending that I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Adrift in a world of my own. I play the game, but to my real shame, you've left me to grieve all alone. To feel when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not, you see. Pretending that you're still around. Too real is this feeling of make-believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. Yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome to the Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. I pray that you enjoyed the song, The Great Pretender. And that was the original footage of the Platters back in 1955, courtesy of Mercury Records. The Great Pretender is a popular song that was recorded by the Platters with Tony Williams on lead. And I thought this song would really connect with my message today because the message is entitled The Great Pretenders. And I would like to welcome you to The Heartbeat of God with Stacy Lunsford. And today our foundational message is found in the book of Joshua, the 9th chapter. And we're going to learn about the pretenders, the guile of the Gibeonites, the deception of the Gibeonites. You see, they deceived Joshua. Excuse me. And I don't want to go ahead of myself, so I want to lay down the foundation and then we'll get into the message. The great pretenders from a biblical perspective. And we're going to start reading at Joshua, the 9th chapter. And I am reading the Amplified Version. Joshua, the 9th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Now, when all the kings who were beyond the Jordan in the hill country and in the lowland at the western edge of the hills of Judea, and all along the coast of the great Mediterranean Sea toward Lebanon, the Hittite and the Amorite, the Canaanite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite heard of this army and its victories over Jericho and Ai. They gathered together with one purpose to fight with Joshua and with Israel. But when the people of Gibeon, the Hivites, heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they too acted craftily and cunningly and set out and took along provisions, but took worn out sacks on their donkeys and wineskins, leather bottles that were worn out and split open and patched together, and worn out sandals and worn out and patched sandals on their feet, and worn out clothes, and all their food supply was dry and had turned to crumbs. They went to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal and said to him and the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. So now make a covenant treaty with us." But the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you are living within our land. How then can we make a covenant treaty with you?" They said to Joshua, "We are your servants." Then Joshua said to them, "Who are you and where do you come from?" They said to him, "Your servants have come from a country that is very far away because of the fame of the Lord your God. For we have heard the news about him and all the remarkable things that he did in Egypt and everything that he did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and to Og, the king of Bashan, who lived in Ashtaroth. So our elders and all the residents of our country said to us, 'Take provisions for the journey and go to meet the sons of Israel and say to them, we are your servants. Now make a covenant treaty with us.' This bread of ours was hot. It was fresh when we took it along as our provision from our houses on the day we left to come to you. Now look, it is dry and has turned to crumbs. These wineskins which were filled were new. And look, they are split. Our clothes and our sandals are worn out because of the very long journey that we had to make. So the men of Israel took some of their own provisions and offered them in friendship, and foolishly did not ask for the counsel of the Lord. Joshua made peace with them and made a covenant treaty with them to let them live. And the leaders of the congregation of Israel swore an oath to them. It happened that 3 days after that they had made a covenant, a treaty with them, the Israelites heard that they were actually their neighbors and that they were living among them. Then the sons of Israel set out and came to their cities on the third day. Now the cities of the Hivites were Gibeon, Shephira, and Beeroth, and Kiriath-Jearim. But the sons of Israel did not strike them because the leaders of the congregation had sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, to spare them. And all the congregation murmured, expressing great dissatisfaction against the leaders. But all the leaders said to the whole congregation, "We have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, so now we cannot touch them. This is what we will do to them. We will let them live, so that the wrath of God does not come upon us for violating the oath which we have sworn to them. The leaders said to them, let them live as our slaves. So they became the cutters and gatherers of firewood and water carriers for the entire congregation, just as the leaders had said of them. Joshua called the Hivite men and said, why did you deceive us, saying, we live very far away from you, when in fact you live among us? Now, therefore, you are cursed, and you shall always be slaves, both cutters and gatherers of firewood and water carriers for the house of my God. They replied to Joshua and said, because your servants were told in no uncertain terms that the Lord your God commanded his servant Moses to give you all the land and to destroy all the land's inhabitants before you, we fear greatly for our lives because of you. So we did this deceptive thing. Now look, we are in your hands. Do to us as it seems good and right in your sight. So that this is what he did to them. He rescued them from the hands of the Israelites, and they did not kill them. Now on that day, Joshua made them cutters and gatherers of firewood and water carriers for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord to this day in the place he would choose. And we have just read the entire chapter of Joshua, the ninth chapter of Joshua. And in this story, we learn about the deception of the Hivites, known as the Gibeonites. And I love how Joshua presented the question, and he didn't beat around the bush. In verse 22, he went straight to his message. He went straight to the meat and the potatoes of this message. And the title of this message is The Great Pretenders. And Joshua said, why did you deceive us, saying we live very far away from you, when in fact you live among us? So Joshua was saying, why are you playing games? Why are you pretending? Why are you acting like you've been on this road traveling for days? Why did you lie? Why did you perpetrate a fraud? Why are you pretending to be something that you're not? Today, we are going to learn about the great pretenders. Today, we are going to learn about the spirit of robbery. And before we go any further, I want to ask a question. What does it mean to pretend? What is a pretender? Well, the dictionary says that pretend is to speak and act so as to make it appear that something is the case when in fact it is not. Pretend is to make up something that is not true. Pretend is to operate in a spirit of deception. The Merriam dictionary says that pretend is to give a false appearance of being, possessing, or performing. And short and sweet to the point, pretend is to make believe. It's to claim, to represent, or to assert falsehood. And the title of this message is the great pretenders? Who are the great pretenders in your life? Who are the great pretenders in your home? Who are the great pretenders in your relationships? Who are the great pretenders in your marriage? We all have some Gibeonites in our lives. We all have people that love to say one thing and do another thing. We all have people that wear disguises. Do you know what a disguise is for? Do you know what a mask is for? What is the purpose of a mask? Why do people wear a mask? We are going to learn about the great pretenders. And we're going to learn about the mask that people wear in the effort to cover up, to disguise, and to conceal not only their true identity, but also to conceal their true motives. Now, we are talking about the deception of the Gibeonites in the 9th chapter of the book of Joshua. And we're going to learn about the great pretenders from a biblical perspective. And we're also going to learn about the great pretenders through our own personal experiences, because we have all been betrayed. We have all been deceived at one time or another by a person that pretended to be something that they was not in their relationship with us. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody willing to tell the truth this morning? A pretender is a person who claims or aspires to be in a position or a title that will give them rank or honor or prestige or... It does something to their ego, and it makes them feel like they've accomplished something. A pretender is someone who claims to be something that they're not. A pretender is somebody that does things for show, hypocritical show. A pretender is someone that makes false moves and false reports, and they speak false words, and nothing they say comes true. We have many false prophets that are among us, and they speak false prophecies. You see, they are the great pretenders. And many of you are being duped by these false prophets, and you are believing the lies that they are speaking to you because, one, you open up yourself to be attacked by them because you've been running after the prophecy instead of running after God. Who is the Holy Ghost talking to? We're talking about the great pretenders. Why do you pretend to hate the false prophet once you realize that their lies came true? Why do you choose to hate the false prophet when you realize that they gave you a false prophecy? You shouldn't get angry or mad at the false prophet. You need to do self-examination and check yourself, because why wasn't you seeking God? You see, Matthew 6:33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." So what is up with you that you have to go running after every prophet? And you got to get on everybody's, when these people go live on Facebook, everybody want a word, speak to me, speak to me, speak to me. And I'm not condemning prophecy. There's nothing wrong with receiving a prophetic word, but our motives must be pure. Our hearts must be pure. How do you know that you're receiving a true word from God when there are so many false prophets that are operating in the spirit of falsehood? We're talking about the great pretenders. And in Joshua, the 9th chapter, the Gibeonites, they deceived Joshua. They pretended to be travelers from a long land, far, far away. But indeed, they lived in the same area that God had given to Joshua. Now, I want to talk about being armed and dangerous. The spirit of robbery is our second scripture that we're going to focus on today. And everything that I do lately, let me tell you, the spirit of robbery is present. One of the assignments of the spirit of robbery is to steal. The second one is to kill. The third one is to destroy. Now, John 10:10, it says that the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. The great pretenders operate in the spirit of falsehood and in the spirit of robbery, because underneath the surface, their motives are not pure and they want something from you. And they know if they reveal their true identity that they are not going to get what they want from you. So we have many people. We have many spiritual leaders. We have many world leaders. We have many teachers. We have many missionaries, many prophets, pastors, teachers, apostles. They will say whatever they need to say to get what they want from you. But that's not the characteristics of a true man or woman of God. Then we have children. Children that have been born into our families. Children that you have carried for 9 months that you brought into this world. They can operate in the spirit of manipulation and they will pretend and they will deceive you. No one is exempt from the great pretenders. Many people have married the wrong person because they perpetrated a fraud. They pretended to be something that they were not. So, I want to talk about the opposition of a pretender. Why did the Gibeonites lie to Joshua? Why did they hide their identity? What were their motives? Why didn't they just tell the truth? Well, they was concerned that Joshua was going to destroy them, that they was going to kill them. And they ended up being slaves to the Israelites. And although this message is talking about the deception of the Gibeonites, I want to highlight the spirit of robbery that works closely with the spirit of robbery. And specifically, I want to talk about friendships, associations, partnerships. I'm talking about people that you trust. See, most great pretenders are the people that get close to you. I'm talking about people that are armed and dangerous with confidential information that you have shared with them, thinking that you were safe. Not knowing that they were operating in the spirit of robbery and that they was pretending to be your friend so that they can gather all of the information that they could get about you and then take your information and share it with the wrong person. And in this case, we're going to talk about the context of a busybody. A busybody is a person that will gossip, that will slander, that will take the information of another person and take it back to headquarters. Now, whoever issued the assignment is the one that's going to receive the information. And after the information is received, an attack is going to be sent against you. And the enemy is going to use this information that you shared with the person that you trusted against you. And that's why when the great pretender really manifests and the betrayal comes, this is why you're so hurt, you're so broken, and you're so distraught, because they actually use the truth of your situation. They use your own information against you to deceive you, to manipulate you, to trick you, to steal from you. Some of the most dangerous friends in the world are the ones that you consider to be your boy, your girl, but indeed they are undercover robbers. They are pretenders. They are deceivers. They are manipulators. And they are ordinary people that you thought you could trust. It could be your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your prayer partner, your colleague in ministry, your pastor, your best friend forever, your homie on the job. Look, it can even be your children. We are living in the end times, and the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the spirit of robbery works closely with the spirit of deception. And most great pretenders, guess what? They are not a respecter of people. In the spirit of deception, the spirit of robbery, they will use whomever they choose to use. They will use whoever they can use to destroy you, to discredit you, to slander you, to harass you, to taunt you, to laugh and mock you. And they will even try to assassinate you. It is the very people that you have trusted, people that you have shared your most private information, hurts, pains, triumphs, and victories with, that are armed and dangerous with your information, that pretend to be your friend so that they can rob you. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you ever experienced the betrayal of a friend, the betrayal of someone that you trusted so much, and then later realized that they was never your friend, that they was sent on an assignment to rob, to steal, and to destroy you? Well, the Gibeonites, they knew they could not kill, destroy, or steal from Joshua. Excuse me. But they still deceived him. And they pretended to be something that they was not. And all throughout Joshua, the 9th chapter, we learn the characteristics of a great pretender. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to let us know that a great pretender operates in a strong spirit of deception and falsehood. Let's look at verse 3, Joshua 9 and verse 3. It says, but when the people of Gibeon, the Hivites, heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they too acted craftily and cunningly and set out and took long provisions, but took worn out sacks on their donkeys and wineskins, leather bottles that were worn out and split open and patched together. What does it mean to be craftily? When a person is craftily, what are they doing? What are they up to? Pause and think about that. A crafty person, or a person that is acting craftily, they are skillful and being underhanded. They are skillful and operating in evil schemes. They are cunning. They are deceitful. They are sly. And they are good with operating out of falsehood. The Gibeonites, they craftily and cunningly set out to deceive Joshua. And I want you to understand today that there are some people in your life that are imposters. There are some people in your life that are great pretenders. And they are on an assignment to steal, to kill, and to distract you, to get you off track. Now, cunning is characterized by willingness and trickery. And it works closely with the spirit of craftiness. And sometimes when we're dealing with knowledge, we have good knowledge and we have bad knowledge, because some people get their knowledge from the dark side and they use magic and divination to do so. See, the enemy is very cunning. The enemy is very crafty. And the purpose of the assignment of the great pretender is to deceive you so that they can steal from you. And they want to steal your destiny. They want to steal your relationship. They want to steal the business that God gave you. They want to steal that idea. They want to shut you down. They want to hinder you. They don't want to see you move forward. Now, people that you have trusted, people that profess their love and care for you, but underneath the mask that they are wearing, they are purposely disguising and hiding their true identity, like the Gibeonites did. They didn't want to reveal their true identity. You see, many of the great pretenders of today, if you take off the mask, you will find hatred, you will find envy, you will find jealousy, you will find great disdain, and you will find evil devices being devised against you that are strategically designed to cause your downfall. These pretenders or these fake friends that pretend to be your friend are the tools being used by the enemy to spy on you, to monitor you, and to track everything that you do. They are familiar spirits, and they will watch your every move. They will record your every action. They will listen to every idle word that comes out of your mouth. They know what you like. They know what you dislike. They know what turns you on. They know what turns you off. They know how and when to push your buttons, to intimidate you, to manipulate you, to entrap you into doing what they want you to do. You see, they use mind control. They use you like a puppet to do what they want you to do. And you think that they are helping you. But in all honesty, they are setting you up to be robbed. And guess what? During your weakest moments, when you feel really bad and the weight of the world is on your shoulders, and spiritually you are drained, physically you are drained, and emotionally you are drained, and the uneasiness that you feel in your heart, and that tightness in your chest that make you feel like going to the hospital. Listen to me. These are attacks of the enemy. They are fiery darts being aimed at you. They are word curses. They are chants. They are fiery darts that the enemy is using to target your heart, to cause you to have a heart attack. Some of you are struggling with anxiety attacks. And these are strategic attacks that the enemy is sending against you. It's nothing wrong with you physically. You feel the symptoms. And when you begin to embrace that first pain that comes and you speak it out of your mouth, it intensifies the curse. It intensifies the chance. It intensifies the fiery darts of the enemy. So we have to learn how to reject the fiery darts of the enemy. And that's the whole purpose of the whole armor of God. Now, I'm going to use an example for myself, because we have many curses that come against us on a regular basis. And a psychic prayer is when somebody is praying against you and they're sending attacks against your mind, and you'll feel a sharp pain. And it hurts real bad, and it could come over your, like the front of your head, like a sinus headache, but it'll come over your eye, your right eye and the right side of your head. And sometimes it'll be over your left eye. You'll feel a sharp pain and pressure. And sometimes it could be at the top of your head. It could be at the side of your head. It depends, but you're perfectly fine. And I'm going to share my testimony. I was washing the dishes the other day, and I got this pain out of nowhere. Bam! Just bust me upside my head. And I knew it was a fiery dart that somebody was praying against me. And I didn't get upset. I laughed and I began to pray. And I said, okay, you want to really go there? And I began to pray. And I used the power and authority that God has given unto me to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And let me tell you, when that fiery arrow hit my head, I felt the results of it. It was real, but it wasn't my truth. You see, I had on the helmet of salvation, but it was a big, big fiery dart that was aimed at me. And although I felt the results of it, it did not penetrate my mind. It did not penetrate my head. It did not penetrate my brain, because I immediately canceled the assignment of the enemy. I broke the curse that was being sent against me. I bound that mind-binding spirit, and I broke the psychic prayer, and I sent it back to the sender. And I sent the full judgment of God against the person that sent this assignment against me. And you have to remember, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places, the rulers of the darkness of this world. So I said to myself, that wasn't a little hit. That was a big hit. So I need to stay alert, because I'm on the radar today, and the enemy is upset about something that I did, because that attack was very strategic. And I was doing some serious intercession that day. And a lot of times when I pray for people and they get healed and they get delivered, the enemy retaliates. And that's why I always release the power of the blood of Jesus. And that's why I always forbid the retaliation or backlash to operate in my life. And when we're praying for people, we need to make sure that we're covered under the blood of Jesus. And even though you're covered under the blood of Jesus, it doesn't stop the enemy from trying to hit you, trying to stop you, trying to block you, trying to distract you. This is why God said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. So why do we put on the whole armor of God? Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not fighting people. Whoever sent that assignment against me, guess what? They were on assignment from the devil, not from God. And then if they really was big and bad enough, why couldn't that person just come to me and say, Stacy, I have a problem with you. I don't like what you did. I don't like what you said. And I could listen to them. And when they finished, I could say, well, I don't know if an apology is appropriate right now, because I said what I was told to say. But sometimes we have to humble ourselves and repent when we hurt a person. But if that person doesn't come to us and say, hey, you hurt me, And instead, they want to hide behind word curses and evil doings. That's out of order. And it's a great pretender. And many people don't like certain things that happen, but instead of being honest, instead of following the biblical principles of the word of God and go to the person in love, they devise wicked devices against them, and they operate in the spirit of falsehood, judgment, and they want to hurt the person. And that's not the right way to handle things. So, what are you experiencing today? A few moments ago, I gave some examples about feeling drained emotionally and mentally, and the tightness in your chest, the anxiety attacks. Sometimes you may get shortness of breath because the enemy will mess with your respiratory system and make you believe that you have asthma, that something's going on with your lungs. The devil is a liar. There is false symptoms that are accompanied with the great pretenders. Great pretenders will speak negative words and word curses over your life, and you will feel the results of it in your body. But you can't embrace every pain. You can't embrace everything that you feel, because a lot of these symptoms are false evidence appearing real. The enemy is trying to inject fear in you. The enemy is trying to seduce you into embracing the spirit of sickness, the spirit of infirmity. But that's not your portion as men and women of God. We are healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. So the next time you feel pain in your body, or you get tightness in your chest, or your head start hurting, release the power of the blood of Jesus. Pray first. Cancel the assignment of the pain. Speak to the root issue. Where did this pain come from, Holy Spirit? Show me if this pain is real, or show me if this is a result of spiritual warfare. What is the source of this pain that I'm feeling? I rebuke it. I reject it. I refuse to accept it. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is my Savior, and His blood covers the door. I place the blood of Jesus on my doorpost. I place the blood of Jesus on the doorpost of my mind. I release the power of the blood of Jesus on my chest. I speak to my chest. I speak to my heart. I speak to my mind. I speak to my belly. I speak to my legs. I speak to my back. I command it to line up with the word of God. And guess what? Just like that, that pain has to go. We have to practice using the power and authority that God has given to us. The enemy will use anything he can to target you. And when you have been under attack for a long time, sometimes you start to ignore the symptoms and the warning signs. But today, God is using this message to open our eyes and to open up our understanding so that we can recognize the attacks of the enemy, so that we can recognize the great pretenders. The word of God says that we shall know the truth, and that the truth shall set us free. So I want you to do one thing for me that is going to help you. Please stop sharing so much of your business with the wrong people. This is important because they know when to hit you. They know how to hit you. And when you complain about the hurts and the pains in the various areas of your body, especially with the headaches and the sudden pains in your head, your breast and your stomach, your back, when you let them know that these things are happening to you, guess what? Unknowingly, you're letting them know that their witchcraft curses are working against you. You're letting them know that they hit the mark. So stop sharing your business and ask God to expose every spirit of robbery in your life that is pretending to be your friend. Ask God to expose the spirit of the Gibeonites. Ask God to expose the spirit of deception. Ask God to expose the spirit of the great pretenders, those that are wearing masks, those that are operating in the spirit of falsehood in your life. And God will expose them to you. After you ask God to expose the great pretenders in your life and the spirit of robbery, send every curse back to the sender and command every wicked device that has been devised against you to go back to the sender. Decree that is going to backfire and send it 100-fold in Jesus' name. John 10:10 says that the thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. So I'm coming to the end of this message, and I want you to understand the purpose of a mask. Now in the picture, I have the great pretenders, and I have the mask, I have a mustache, I have a bow tie. And these are the different things that people use to cover up, to camouflage. So eloquently speaking, what is a mask? A mask is a covering, a disguise that helps a person to pretend, to make believe that they are something or somebody that they are not. It's an impersonator. And in the context of our message today, the Gibeonites, they pretended, they made believe. They disguised themselves as poor people that traveled far, far away just so that they could deceive Joshua. So a mask is a covering. It is a disguise that helps a person to conceal their true motives, their actions, their behaviors, the reason that they do the things that they do. You see, some people wear a mask to conceal that something is wrong in their lives, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, psychologically. And they smile on the outside, and on the inside, they are silently crying. Many people that are in abusive relationships, they wear a mask because they want to camouflage the hurt and the pain. Some people wear a mask to avoid dealing with their problems. Deal is being capable of handling a problem, a crisis or situation in a successful and a positive manner. And regardless of what you are going through today, I want you to know that things that are covered up cannot heal. There are some people in your life that don't want you to be healed. There are some people in your life that don't want you to be whole. And they are the great pretenders. And they are crippling you. They are paralyzing you. And the moment you make a decision to take off the mask and face reality by facing and accepting the truth, listen, the enemy is going to rise up against you because they've been exposed. Once you know the truth is going to set you free. And when you get set free, dig this. The enemy is not going to take that lightly. The enemy is going to come at you with a vengeance. But don't worry, don't fret, don't be afraid. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And as God was with Moses, so he will be with you. Some people wear a mask to conceal their identity. The great pretenders, they love to conceal, to cover up, to keep something secret, to mislead or hoodwink another person. The great pretenders love to wear a mask to disguise who they are, their true identity. And many of them, they are hurt and they are wounded. Many great pretenders operate out of a spirit of hurt and pain. And they display behaviors that are true to their natures because they bitter on the inside. They full of resentment. They full of jealousy. They full of covetousness. And they have not dealt with their own issues. And misery loves company. So they say, okay, I'm going to wear this mask and I'm going to pretend to be something that I'm not. And I'm going to hurt everybody that I can. Well, the devil is a liar, and you and your characteristics and the manifestations of the spirit of robbery and deception and falsehood has been exposed today. Disguise is to change the appearance of something or someone in an effort to conceal or cover up the truth of who they are and what they are doing. And that's exactly what the Gibeonites did in Joshua, the 9th chapter. So as I come to the close, I just want to say that some people wear a mask, and I don't want to say some people, the great pretenders, they love to wear a mask to cover up their identity, their character, their personality, their temperament, their nature, their mood, their hurt, their pain, their fear, their shame, their guilt, their embarrassment, their woundedness, their anger, their resentment, their bitterness, the betrayal, their rejection, their deception, their lies, their abuse, their infidelity, their unfaithfulness, their irritation, their manipulation, their intimidation. So Joshua, in the 22nd chapter, Joshua called the Hivite men and said, "Why did you deceive us?" So he really was saying, why did you wear a mask to cover up who you are? Are you really who you say you are? Or are you perpetrating a fraud? My. What's going on underneath the mask, you great pretender? What's going on underneath the surface? What are you hiding? What are you conniving? What are you distorting? What are you altering? What are you changing? What are you falsifying? What are you perverting? What are you twisting and misrepresenting? Why are you hiding underneath your mask? Who are you hiding from? What are you misrepresenting? The purpose of this message is to assist you with the healing and forgiveness process of letting go of the hurt and pain of the great pretenders and the betrayal that often accompanies the operations of falsehood and manipulation. This is Stacey Lunsford, and you're listening to The Heartbeat of God, and today's message is entitled, The Great Pretenders. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would remove scales from blinded eyes. I pray that you will release the spiritual illumination of your word upon your people today. Many people have been bamboozled. Many people have been hoodwinked. Many people have been bewitched by people that pretend to be their friends. And I ask that you will expose and remove every pretender. Expose and remove every fake person. Expose and remove every robber out of the lives of your people. And if the robber repents, restore him or her. But if they refuse to repent, let the wicked devices that they have devised against your people backfire and return to them a hundredfold return in Jesus' name. Now, God, only believers can repent. And I pray that you would release a spirit of conviction. I pray for myself that every pretentious person in my life, everybody that's been pretending to be my friend, everybody that's trying to get close to me right now, God, for the wrong reasons, expose what they are doing. Convict their hearts and let them know that they don't have to go out that way. Help them to understand that you have revealed them to me. And because I'm being led by you, I'm operating in the spirit of love, but I am praying with the weapons of my warfare that are not carnal. And God, I really want to see them repent and turn away from their wicked ways, because what they are devising against me is not going to work. And taking the focus off of me, there are many people that are displaying the same behavior to other people. And God, you allow me to see the great pretenders. They are growing in leaps and bounds. There is an assignment against the body of Christ, and the great pretenders are operating in the spirit of falsehood, witchcraft, and divination, and the strong spirit of deception is leading many people astray. And it's stealing from your people. The spirit of robbery is killing your people. The spirit of robbery is destroying your people. And your word says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would release the mysteries of your word. In Joshua, the 9th chapter, the people of Gibeon, they tricked Joshua. They lied to Joshua. They lied about who they were. And there are many people today that are lying to other people. They are wearing a mask of deception. They are operating in a spirit of craftiness. They beguiling people. They're deceiving people. As the news about their victory became widespread, and I'm talking about Joshua and the Israelites, they experienced opposition in two forms. Kings in the area began to unite against them directly, and indirectly, the Gibeonites resorted to deception. We can expect the same kinds of opposition as we obey God's command. To guard against these pressures, we must rely on God and communicate daily with God. He will give us the strength to endure the direct pressures. And God will give us the wisdom to see through the spirit of trickery. God will give us the wisdom to see through the spirit of falsehood. And God will give us the wisdom to see through the spirit of deception. Eloquently speaking about fake friends that are robbers in disguise. Who are your time stealers? Who are your love stealers? Who are your destiny stealers? Who are you sharing your business with? Who are you talking to? Who's taking your information and giving it to the wrong person so that they can use it against you? The devil is a liar. People feel successful when they deceive people and they laugh and they mock at them. But at the end of the day, God has the last say. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you have been blessed by this message. I pray that you will read Joshua, the 9th chapter, for yourself, and you will see how Gibeon deceived Joshua. And you will see that Joshua had an opportunity to deal with them harshly, but he made a vow to God and he promised that he wasn't going to destroy them. And as a result, the Gibeonites ended up working for the Israelites for the rest of their lives. So this is Stacy Lunsford, and you're listening to the Heartbeat of God on the Eloquently Speaking Radio Network. And today's message was entitled The Great Pretender. The great pretenders. And remember, a mask is a covering to disguise, to conceal a person's actions and identity. Stop ignoring what you see. Stop ignoring what you hear and stop ignoring the tugging on your heart, which is the Holy Spirit letting you know that there's something wrong with that person. Go to God in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal this person or these people to you and be obedient to what the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. For some of you, a separation is going to take place, because when you start praying these types of prayers, when you ask God to expose the great pretenders, those that are operating in falsehood around you, once the enemy realizes that you're on to them, they're going to start falling away from you. There's a stripping away that's going to take place. And then be prepared. Guard your heart. Guard your mind. Because some of these people, they're going to talk about you really, really bad. They're going to lie on you. And some of the things that they know about you, they're going to use it against you. And they are going to tell your business. So be prepared. But go to God in prayer and fortify yourself in the word of God and stand on the word of God that says no weapons formed against you shall prosper. But many of you are going to be hurt and you're going to be disappointed, because these are people that you really looked up to and these are people that you really trusted and you believed in them. But I want you to pray for them, because this is an opportunity for you to intercede on their behalf, so that they can repent and stop doing what they're doing, because God sees and God has been extending mercy. And God's mercy will run out eventually. We're not in control of God's plans for our enemies, but we do know that our enemies, those that are born again believers, but they're going in the wrong direction, God wants to save them. God wants to deliver them. Those that are backslidden, God wants to win them back. And we have to forgive them. We have to release them. And we have to bless them. God said in his word, he said, I will bless those that bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. So when somebody curses you, you don't have to take matters into your own hands. Give it to God. But some of you, you're going to be shocked when the scales fall off of your eyes. When these great pretenders in your life are revealed and exposed, don't take it personally. Rise up in prayer. Turn to the word of God and trust the process. It's going to hurt. It's not going to feel good, but God is going to use it for your glory. And he's going to use it to mature you. And it's going to catapult you to a whole nother level of trusting God and standing on his word. If you have a prayer request, if this message has touched you, please inbox me. Thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.